This is an MUT Radio podcast.
23 minutes before lunch convo, I did tell you Guti Umvelo is on the other side, as well as Ulindela Ramaphumulo. So let's check Umvelo now. See Guti, what's happening at that side? Yenage use Pozoli Hall, bahambisana kunye ke department ya CEAD. Umvelo sit.
Yes, what's up?
You good, man?
Yes, I'm very good. How are you that side?
No. Yes, yeah. Always not crazy. Otherwise, oh wow, you know, Prof Konki Mandlin. That's a rhyme. That's a rhyme. Alalela, guban mina. I'm gise move akwakho sikhuluma manje. What's happening there?
Yes, I am with in Pozoli Hall where there is a reading competition hosted by Community Engagement and Development Directorate.
Okay.
Yes, so right now I do have an interview with Professor Konki Mandlini, who is the director of ECD, kanye no Prof. Dr. Afodabu. Sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong. But yes, I do have an interview with them right now. They are going to be sharing an insight to see what is going on today. So, how are you, Prof?
I'm fine, Susan. How are you? And thanks for having me.
Yes. Thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio. So it is to my attention that this is the third reading competition organized by UCED. So I want to know, what are the key lessons and insights that you have learned from our previous competitions, and what and how it has influenced this specific event?
The previous competitions, I must say, the other ones, it was, in fact, initially a build-up to this particular competition.
Yes.
Because in the first initial one, we had five schools in the local Umlazi district. And then for this particular community, we decided to rope in another community from a Pinetown district. So as I'm speaking with you, we have two districts, Umlazi district, five schools, and then we've got one Pinetown district, which is a Marian Ridge school. What we have learned from these competitions is that it really encourages our learners to love the books. Yes. As we all know that we are in the times where we are so much driven by technology. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm. But our kids and our learners are very much inclined into reading from the gadgets. And the gadgets tend not to have that much vocabulary that they can get from the actual reading of a hard copy book. So it will really encourage and bring that culture back of reading directly from the book, as that enriches their vocabulary. So what you are learning really is that as they are reading with the first competition, I have Dr. Ikodaro next to me. He will explain how it went, and also the second competition. But what I'm learning is that as they are competing, their reading fluency is improving. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for that beautiful answer, Prof. So just to move on, I want to know, what are the main goals in this third edition of the reading competition, and how do they differ or build upon the objective of the previous competitions?
All right. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Just to respond to your question, one of the major goals with this particular competition is we wanted to kind of create a bigger forum, because you know that when you incentivize a person, there's always that motivation to want to improve. So we wanted to create a bigger forum using MUT as the host. We've been doing it in the first two competitions with in the different schools, but now we made it a bigger forum, and so learners who actually look forward to be part of it, because now this is a bigger forum and bigger opportunities for them to actually be recognized. So that's one of the major objectives for hosting it on MUT campus. Now, building up on the previous objectives that we had, you see, just like my director indicated, you see that there is that problem where today's generation, we are gradually moving away from reading from books.
Yes.
And one of the things that reading from books helps to do is, at the time you are reading, it gives you opportunity to critically think over what you are reading. And today, that thinking part of the human being is no longer there. And so what we have is processed information, and therefore that performance ability that thinking does in everyone is gradually losing its place. So that's why that this competition, we've been building on it from that first time, the second one, to this bigger forum. I think that's what we've been doing.
Yes, thank you very much, Doctor. So I want to know what specific reading activities or challenges are included in the competition, and how do these activities help students or contribute to the improving literacy and engagement among the students? I don't know who will take this one.
Maybe I can... In fact, what I want to point out is that we look at specific criteria.
Yes.
That is how we are doing the judging of the learners.
Yes.
And what is important for the learners is that, firstly, we look at the articulation of the words. Are they able to articulate them correctly? The confidence, the speed, the volume, and also the performance itself, and also the expression. Those are the six criteria that we look into when we do the judging of these learners. Mm-hmm. And based on these learners, we believe that if we adhere to them with the help of the Department of Education, because really they are the ones that are on the ground that are doing the work for us, we believe that this will really improve the reading of our learners. So that is basically the criteria that we use for these competitions. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. So just to wrap up, I want to know, Uti, what kind of support does community engagement and the directorate provide to the schools participating in the competition, and how can community members or organization get involved to support this initiative?
All right, thank you once again for having us. In terms of support, like, first of all, our office is there to represent, to provide the necessary support to facilitate community engagement projects and activities just like this one. So one of the ways we do that is we take the lead, we collaborate with community, because this initiative is a collaboration between MUT and the principals of the different schools. So we facilitate the process. We call for meetings, and then we draw plans together, and then we implement all the plans together. Another aspect that we provide support is monitoring. Because like this competition, although the word competition, a lot of people may not know the detail because they just think competition. But the truth is, there are lots of build-up toward the competition. Like the teachers are expected to work with the learners. We are not adding or taking anything from the Department of Education curriculum. Okay, we are working in line with the curriculum. And so the teachers are expected to work with their learners, but we assist in the process of monitoring what they are doing. There's a time in the project during the term, we go around all the schools to ensure that the teachers are doing what we agreed on regarding the project. So that again is another way that we provide the necessary support to ensure that the objective of the project are actually realized.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you very much for having, for coming to this interview today, and thank you for joining the MUT Radio. We hope that we see more of this in the future. Thank you.
Thank you also for having us.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.